Okay, what they're looking for here is the difference between chest and breast. I think...
For my man. Chest.
I think years and years ago, for a man or a woman, it was breast, and I think it just changed to chest. That's what they're looking for. Let's see. What do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft that you could get into and row yourself across a lake or a pond?
Boat.
Okay, and if it had a squared-off bow, would it have a different name?
It might, but I wouldn't know what the name would be.
Okay. And what do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
And if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you could say, well, that's certainly a pretty... What?
Neck.
Okay, if you didn't want to say necklace, something of beads.
Something other than a necklace.
You say string of beads, or strand of beads, or pair of beads, or set of beads, or...
Well, if it's just one strand, you could say a strand of beads, but sometimes, you know, it's two or three strands.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a strand is a good name if it's just one strand.
Okay. And if two men have a fight and one defeats the other one really soundly, you could say that one man really what the other one?
Beat them.
Okay. And what do you call the back part of a man's leg when he's squatting down? You could say he got down on his...
All of them.
Have you ever heard it called a haunches or haunches?
Yes, I've heard it.
Which word is
it? Well, I say all fours.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
What are some words that mean a stingy person? You could say he never wants to turn loose a penny. It's really a...
A stingy person. A cheap person. A close person.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes, you could say, well, he really looks...
odd.
Do people out here ever use the word tacky or slouchy?
Oh, yes. Tacky.
Can that refer to a woman as well as a man?
Yeah, a woman as well as a man. I think most of a woman.
It just means what, though?
It doesn't become you, and it isn't matching, and, you know, it just isn't right.
Uh-huh.
And we even say, oh, she sure looks packing.
Okay. What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You could say she's all...
Dressed up.
And do you use the same expression for a man? Or do you
yes.
Okay. And what word can you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around very well for his age? You could say, he's really what for his age?
Lively. Oh, not maybe not lively.
Spry or curly?
Spry is a good word.
Okay. You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition at all is just plain...
lazy.
Okay, and what do you call a bird that makes a hole in the tree trunk with its bill?
What kind of bird?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a robin?
Well, the kind that can get on a tree and just peck, peck, peck.
Oh, woodpecker.
Okay. And how about an insect that jumps around in the tall, dry grass? It can jump really far. I guess it can fly. Okay. And what do people call an old, dilapidated house that they might say, if they're superstitious, they might say...
Hanging.
Okay. And what are the things that live inside? Do they call them just pants?
Well, yes, they do.
Okay. Do you have a term for anything, just a general term for things that are supposed to bring people bad luck?
No, I don't. Okay.
And how about for a person who's supposed to bring bad luck? I mean, some people say, well, he just brings bad luck every time he comes. He's a real...